today on My Fix It Up Life, designing big ideas in small spaces for your favorite little faces.
From pikes and toddlers to bigger kids and the college bound, we sample some simple ways you can make a room, apartment, or dorm not just a place to stow your stuff, but a place you can call home.
From Extreme Makeover Home Edition and HGTV's Love It or List It Vancouver, Jillian Harris dishes smart tricks to bring home with you as you grow, and her secret design ingredient, happiness.
Kelly Edwards, author of Design Cookbook, Recipes for a Stylish Home, and veteran of HGTV's Design on a Dime and Style Network's Tacky House, delivers some delish small space ideas and five-minute makeovers that'll get your home ready for anything.
So from dorms to apartments and the spaces in between, we drill down with tools and tips to help make your small space makeover or back-to-school journey a homecoming, because
home is where the happy is, and it's all happening now on My Fix It Up Life.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my back-to-school wife, Teresa.
Yeah, back-to-school time, baby. It's time to get our party hats out.
Yes, it's time
Ding.
To... What did I say? It's time
Put
to
our
unload
sunglasses.
The kids.
Yeah. Unload the kids? What are you talking about?
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
They're precious little angels.
I know. We want them around 500%
and
of the time.
And we're so excited that they're getting an education and that they're getting ready to go back to school to grab that education, because I'm kind of good with summer. I'm good about summer. We spent time together, and it's wonderful. But I like, you know, the weekend time, and then during the week, because we work at home, I like that time when I'm not looking for random objects around the house and, you know, organizing things.
As great as having the kids around all the time is, it's great when they go back to school and we can watch them grow up and be autonomous and do all those fun things that school is.
But back to school time for me is always back to my homework time, because the amount of paperwork that comes home at the beginning of every school year, it's like the kickoff for the paper season for us. And there's forms to be filled out. You're trying to find out all the activities that are going on at school, the calendars, the ice cream socials. And my favorite paper that comes home annually now is the paper that says that they're going to be sending home less paper. Well, the paper that they sent home with the paper that says they're going to be sending home less paper, I always wonder how many trees have been sacrificed around the world for that piece of paper that is sent home to parents saying they're going to send home less paper.
Well, I have a positive tree story.
You do?
Yeah, positive tree school story.
Okay.
Okay, this will make you feel better about
school. Ed Begley would be very proud of you, and the Lorax would also be very proud of you for a positive tree story.
Seriously, the stacks, I'm going backwards. Okay, positive tree
story. Positive tree.
Okay.
Give me some tree love.
Thomas Moser Furniture.
Yeah, love them.
Oh, they make awesome, awesome heirloom furniture
stuff. Gorgeous.
And they're up in Maine. Their main factory is up there, and they have stores around the country and stuff.
Their main factory is in Maine?
Their main factory is in Maine.
I like it.
But they're very tied into their natural world because they make stuff out of wood.
Yes.
So one of the things that they do that's awesome is they have a client-in-service program where people who buy their furniture, or even don't, can actually go and work with a master craftsman in their factory to make their own piece of furniture.
So that's like back to school for customers?
It's back to school for customers, but there's actually a school in Maryland that sends students. And they go there and they make chairs and desks and all kinds of stuff.
So like desks that they actually use in their classroom?
In their classroom, or benches for the school, or tables for the library. It's like they make all these fantastic artisan pieces. And, I mean, I just want to be at a table saw right now.
Well, I just want to think about, too, because I remember being in school and the, you know, the desks that we use and the gum and stuff that was always stuck under it. And then people, like, sort of etched their names or wrote on them. I bet the kids that make their own desks probably don't do that.
They care for them, and we care for you. So stay around. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life. Where do you begin?
More
curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Mark, we're getting a lot of questions about windows.
It's true, and I'm telling everyone to visit Simonson.com for the answers. They have tons of free materials and everything from lead-safe window replacement details to understanding condensation in their homes.
You'll also find help in figuring out the best time to replace your windows and how to select vinyl windows that add to your home's curb appeal.
Just visit Simonson.com for all the answers to your window questions.
My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa, and we are dealing with back to school and working on small spaces and designing in little areas, and we've got a friend on the phone who I'm not sure knows anything about that because her designs have been gigantic.
Oh, I think she knows about small spaces too, and she's doing a lot with vintage right now, which is so exciting. Hi, Jillian Harris, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You're doing fantastic. It is a beautiful summer, and I have been looking at all of your gorgeous posts on Instagram from Charlie Ford, like all the cool things that you're doing with them and all the vintagey stuff that you're doing.
I know. It has truly been my passion project. I've been working hard over the last few years with Extreme Makeover and Love It or List It and all kinds of fun projects, but this one is really my baby, and we have been putting in life savings and elbow grease and late nights working on selling fabulous vintage decor online, and we're up and running, and, you know, we're doing well, and we're running all over the countryside looking for cool antiques to put online for people, and it's been my new little passion project. It's been fun.
Well, I was checking out some of the photos and some of your projects that you've been doing with this and beyond this at JillianHarris.com. And the photography, let's just say I want to get in my car and go to wherever that is and live there.
Well, you know, I have to say I use my iPhone for everything, almost everything. And I've gotten really creative about photography because I'm always on the go and I'm always traveling from here to there. And it's hard to bring my big lug, my big heavy camera with me. And then if I do, then it's like, well, then you have to upload it and then you have to edit it. So I'm just I'm getting good on the iPhone and figuring out how to edit pictures and make them look fabulous. But in any light, I'm pretty lucky to live in the part of the world that I do. And we're close to the lake and close to the ocean and close to the mountain. So I've always got something pretty to take a picture of.
Well, and we're talking about back to school on today's show and all of the gorgeous pictures and all of the vintage finds that you have. And you're thinking about and talking with some of the girls that I know that are going back to school, dorm rooms and apartments, and even our little Lexi, who's 12, and now she's sort of in that age where she doesn't want to have that little girl room anymore, but kind of wants to have that fantasy that you're showing in all of your finds. And, you know, do you have any advice for all these girls, like, are going back to school and designing and trying to create that same kind of feel that you're able to create?
Yeah, I mean, definitely one of my biggest design mantras is not to spend more than you have. And if you are going back to school, I'm going to take a wild guess that you're likely taking out a loan or you're tight for cash. So, you know, I think that your space is actually very, very important. And I'm a huge believer that how your space looks and feels is a reflection on how you're going to feel for the rest of the day. So when you wake up and a great little bachelorette pad or a bachelor pad and you feel like it screams your name and it's got your personality and it's clean and tidy and it's designed right, you feel like you could just, have a coffee and go take on the world. So I actually do believe that it's very important as everybody goes off to school that they think about what the theme of their place is going to be and what it's going to look like and what they're going to do for storage solutions. I think parents think, oh, this isn't a big deal. You just have to focus on your school. But if you're living for a year in a tiny little cramped space and you haven't given a huge thought as to what that decor is going to look like, you can wake up feeling overwhelmed and have anxiety and feel like it's a mess or, you know, it's cluttered. And so I think it is very important. I think the first and foremost is to think about storage solutions. And as you know, I love vintage and antique finds. So going to thrift stores and going to antique stores and looking for old tickle trunks that you can store a linen and store old books and store things inside, and they also act as a little coffee table or working space, I think will give that old, you know, dorm room or that cookie cutter apartment a bit of an old world and sort of personal feel. So first and foremost, I would look for, you know, those kind of storage solutions, tickle trunks and little, you know, sometimes you can get old apple boxes and apple crates, wooden apple boxes and apple crates that you can use to put your books in and your magazines in and your school supplies in, and even like your little unmentionables, like your undies and your socks, and you can really use that as a way to compartmentalize so that your room and your dorm room doesn't feel like, now I love IKEA, but it doesn't feel like an IKEA showroom. So my first recommendation would be to think about how much space you have. Start with the storage solutions. And believe it or not, you can find a lot of those storage solutions at antique stores or on our website, little tins and little jars and ways to make your space feel a little bit more cozier and homier.
I love that.
Oh, that's great. I also love how you said you have a coffee. It's just charming. There's no reply necessary. I just think it's totally charming.
And Mark doesn't have a coffee. He has all the coffee.
Yeah, I have all the coffee.
No, but I'm all coffee. Yeah, likewise.
What did Jillian Harris used to do to go back to school before she was Jillian Harris Designer? So in the pre-U years, what did you used to do?
Oh, God, I was spoiled, and not financially. I worked really hard all summer because I wanted my own apartment. I didn't want to live in the dorms. And so I had this little tiny apartment in Calgary, Alberta, and my dad and I always had this this sort of tradition that ever since I was a little girl, him and I would go to, I don't know if anybody down south has heard of the West Edmonton Mall, but the West Edmonton Mall is, I don't know if it still is, but used to be one of the biggest malls in Canada. And we would go back to school shopping. So when I was going into college, him and I did the same thing. We went out shopping and, you know, we did the staples from IKEA. We got the sofa. And then I brought my antique tickle trunk with all the stuff that I'd been saving inside. And him and I went for a little shopping trip to the little antique stores in Value Village and, you know, all the little vintage finds. And he moved me in, and I'll never forget the day he left and the couch hadn't been delivered yet, so I had nothing to sit on. And he gave me a hug and said, "Okay, kid, I'll see you later." And it was about 8 hours away. And he walked out of the door, and about 5 minutes later, I heard a knock on the door, and I said, "Oh, great, my first visitor." And I opened up the door, and it was my dad, and he was crying. And he said, "Can I just stay one more night?" So anyways, we went to the movie and went for dinner, and he had a hard time letting his little girl go. Yeah.
Well, I'm so sad that we have to go to break, though.
So am I. That was a beautiful story. He's a great guy.
He is a great guy. So you have to go to JillianHarris.com, and you have to go to CharlieFord.com and shop, 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 because, you know, buy stuff, be inspired. And Jillian Harris, all of the photos on her iPhone, gorgeous, love. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Listen to your heartbeat, hear your pulse, she's trapped me up. Oh.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark, and it's back to school time, baby.
Yeah, and the walls are closing in. We're talking about small spaces.
Talking about small spaces, but wide open homeland, though, because I'm going to throw a party first day of school. I don't know about you. You going to come?
Please.
And it's
going
to be a party where no kid is going to ask me for anything. I'm not going to have to, after I pack lunches, of course,
right,
do all the mommy things in the morning. I'm not going to have to do anything, answer any questions, find any toys. You know, where's my fire engine? Where's my purple skirt for like the whole day? It's going to be awesome.
That should be called Liberation Day.
And I have to say, it's because we work at home that we have to do all of that during the work hours. So everybody else out there who is a work-at-homer like we are, telling you, it's like Liberation Day.
But yes, it is. And the places that our kids are getting liberated to, seventh grade in Lexi's case.
Yes.
So she's getting ready to want her little girl room changed into a big girl
room. She wants the pink to go away and grow up with her.
Other people are going off to college. So
yes.
So it's all about taking small spaces and making them home.
And this is the perfect time of the year. And we have the perfect person to talk about, the author of the Design Cookbook, which has been number one on Amazon, author and design expert, Kelly Edwards. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great, and I hope that you're celebrating with us back to school style.
I know. Let me tell you, my niece just went back to school today, and let me tell you, my brother couldn't be happier. So it's so funny because the kids are home all summer, and you love it, but you're totally right. It's like the first day of school is like mom and dad vacation, right?
Yes. Like, we can't wait. We're like, oh, they can't wait till summer to start. And all summer we're like, we can't wait for school to start. We're on the total opposite schedule. But we are talking about designing for back to school because we have a college intern and she's getting her first, like, real apartment this year. And, you know, kids are going back to their dorm rooms. And we're trying to think about making over Lexi's 12-year-old room and everything. And you have so many good recipes in your design cookbook for, like, small spaces and kids' rooms and everything like that. And I want you to share, like, you know, something that could help us.
One
help
or 100 tips.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you know what? I have to tell you, I get asked these questions all the time, especially from kind of like mommy bloggers. And the thing is they're always asking, like, what do we do with our kids' rooms and what are ways that we can make them feel bigger and not spend a lot of money because, you know, kids' styles change every year. Every year they're into something else. And I honestly tell every parent, you know, when you're designing your kids' room, big, small, whatever, always invest in those plastic pieces. So, I mean, there are things like, you know, storage lockers are so cool for young kids. They think that they're, like, so cool to have a locker in their room. But then quite honestly, as the, you know, kid gets into his high school years or even, you know, going away to college, those lockers not only, like, serve a purpose with storage, but they look cool as well. So those are, like, pieces that I would say are always very classic. You can even go out and find, like, vintage lockers, which are so awesome. Or, you know, mid-century modern pieces, you know, they really do, like, span the gamut of, like, every era. So you could put a really awesome mid-century modern dresser into a little girl's room, and then, you know, 20 years later, that's still going to look cool. So I always say when you're really designing for kids' rooms, always go for those classic pieces. That way you actually save money, because, like, your daughter, she's 7, and then hopefully she'll be able to kind of take that furniture with her even when she does go to college.
That is so true. And then also, I was looking through your design cookbook, and you have such cute other ideas that, you know, beyond the classics, like the globe light that you have in there, and like the telephone booth closet is so super cute, I have to say, that those kind of things, yeah, they really are so super special and whimsical and so perfect for kids' rooms.
You know what? It's actually, that's funny you brought up the telephone booth, because that is my all-time favorite project, I think, in the whole book. And every time someone asks me about a DIY project for a kids' room, I always say do the telephone booth. So for, like, everyone out there who doesn't know what it is, there was actually a designer. Her name, she's really a photographer. Her name is Vicki Eastland. And I was researching online, like, really cute kid projects for the room. And she had taken her son's closet, which I thought was so ingenious, and turned it into a telephone booth that you would see in England. And it was so fun, because all these moms always say, well, how do I get my child to clean up? And I'm like, you know what? Tell your kid to put his stuff in the telephone booth. Every kid's going to, they're never going to want to put their clothes back in the closet or their toys, but they will always put them in the telephone booth. And it is the cutest project in the world. But yeah, even that globe light, I mean, that was just ingenious, taking the globe and then just cutting it in half. And then, you know, all you need to do is go to IKEA. You get a light bulb kit, and then you can put it through half of the globe. And then you can even use an Edison bulb if you want. It could be kind of fun. But it's such a cute project for a kid's room. Totally inexpensive. You can even find globes at garage sales or thrift stores. So, you know, easy. Put it above a desk. It will look awesome.
Yeah, above a desk would be perfect, because when then they're like working on social studies or history or something, they can just look at their light, and then they can find out where everything is. It's educational. It's cute.
I know.
Perfect.
It totally is. You know, and then plus too, when you're designing for kids' rooms, use like fun things. Like, I just did a segment actually back to school on the news in Chicago. And my segment was actually using, I titled it Back to School, but really what it was back to school decor for people, and using kind of vintage things that used to be cool that you remember from school, but now you could actually use them. And things like go on eBay and get beakers, glass beakers, and then put them on a kid's desk and fill them with like pencils and paper clips and rubber bands and all that, and it's such a cute thing for a desk. And think about, like, we use beakers in school, but now it kind of repurposes them.
I love that idea. All that stuff that we think about, like for our age group, it reminds us all of chemistry lab and all of that stuff that probably is a little bit not as happy, but turning that into these really special pieces that our kids think are awesome and neat and super cool. Like, we actually have an old, was it Coke bottle? Like a really old one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and our daughter thinks it's so amazing and awesome that it's on her desk in her room. Like, it's part of her decor because it's just
this old school Coke bottle.
Yeah, it's old school to her, and it's so cool for her. So thinking about it in a different way, I think that's such a good perspective.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? Have fun with kids' rooms. I mean, seriously, it's like the one place that all adults can be a kid again. And, you know, it doesn't have to, don't ever design a kid's room only around. I mean, you want to still be very classic, because if you pick some really cool, awesome classic pieces and then throw in some fun pieces, it all works well together. So that's kind of my thing. Always start classic and then throw in a little bit of fun.
Well, everyone listening, you have to go on Amazon and you have to order the design cookbook, because there's so many recipes for good design success in there. And go to KellyEdwardsInc.com and follow her on Twitter, because we do, and we're going to break. We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
You might be open-minded. You might be out of reach. But
rebuilding
Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show. So if you have questions about today's show or a project at your home, send us a note at info@myfixituplife.com. We want to hear your questions, and we love to learn from you.
So follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, check out our pins on Pinterest, and watch our videos at YouTube.
Listen to more My Fix It Up Life shows on free apps for iPhone and Android, or at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio.
And tune in next week for more My Fix It Up Life.
It might be just a pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. It might be first date on a city street. It might be a gift that brings me to my knees. It might be initial carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. My fix-it-up life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. With the referee, I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fix it up life. Just a simple and low of you. But what do I say? At my feet, it might be a best friend aging gracefully. It might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door. fix it up line. This is my fix it up line.